Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We say this at funerals. Remember that you are dust, you're here tonight. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. Remember that your funeral is the one sure thing that's coming in your future. Ash Wednesday calls us to acknowledge that we will die. And so Ash Wednesday calls us to examine our lives and look for the meaning of life and the mystery of death and what lies beyond. The ashes remind us that we are mortal, that we will die, that we are the creatures and not the creator, and that the future belongs to the creator. And because it's God who holds our future, what our future is like is marked and maintained by the relationship between you and your creator. And guess what, folks? That's the reward. When Jesus says, when you fast, when you pray, when you give alms, your Father sees and will reward. That's the reward. When you do it for other people, the reward is that the other people say, ooh, what a good guy or girl. When you do it for God alone, then you're increasing your relationship with God, and that's your reward. You're not the one with the spiritual power to save yourself or anyone else now and for eternity. And that's what we're called to remember each Lent. We confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We're powerless to resist sin when we rely on our own free will. As St. Paul says, the good I would do, that I don't do. And the evil that I don't want to do, that's what I do. St. Paul. We are spiritually poor. But Jesus says in the words that began this Sermon on the Mount that we read from, blessed are the poor in spirit. Congratulations to those of you who know your spiritual poverty and recognize it, and recognize the impossibility of resisting sin. Congratulations, Jesus says, because now that you recognize it, you're open to receiving help from God in resisting sin. Congratulations to the poor in spirit, to those who understand that on their own they are powerless to resist sin and that they need God's help, and who stand here and say, I can't, but God can. In a parable that Jesus told about prayer, there was a tax collector, and he stood far back. I mean, in churches, people like to be at the back, right? But in the temple, the more pious and important you were, the closer you stood to the altar, to the front, okay? And so this tax collector stood at the very back of the temple, so far off as you could get, and he couldn't even look up at the front, couldn't even look up toward heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus goes on to teach that the promise to those who repent of thinking that they can be perfect without any help, to those who know their need of God, that promise is, congratulations, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. For all the poor in spirit, in Lent, God offers the spiritual resources to make you rich in your relationship with God. Those disciplines of Lent that we read about, study, fasting, prayer, service, are all given to make us rich toward God, to lay up treasures in heaven. For instance, studying God's word brings a deeper faith. And as we learn what God has done, and at the same time, as we learn, it's faith that's calling us into this learning, into a deeper understanding. It's a chicken and an egg thing. Faith drives us to learn, and learning drives us to faith. It inspires faith. And another discipline, praying. You don't pray because you're righteous, but prayer is what puts you into a right relationship with God, making you righteous, because that's what righteous means, being in a right relationship with God. The ashes that we get tonight were never intended to be marks of piety to show others. Rather, they are reminders to us of our mortality, that we are not God, and so remind us of our absolute dependence on God's mercy and grace. Grace that you're invited to touch and taste tonight. Grace to give you hope beyond the ashes. Ashes to which all mortals are invariably consigned. That hope comes through our relationship with God, and that relationship is sustained through prayer. But for now, we walk by faith and not by sight. And Jesus goes with us in this Lenten walk, and as we go, we are marked in our baptism by the cross of Christ forever. Most of the time, that cross on your forehead is invisible. But tonight, it's revealed, reminding you that whether you live or whether you die, God can always see it there and always claim you as God's child. And for that, we can say, thanks be to God.